that you said Gaither band? Yeah, I've heard of them.
Bill and Gloria Gaither singing on TV.
Oh, I don't. We don't watch TV. I'm not really sure. He might know who that is.
Yeah. Anyway, they have tons of groups on the show. But when they first started, it was like 10 and 12. But anyway, they come first Friday every month, which is Friday.
Okay.
And all it costs is an offering. There's no big tickets.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're inviting us there, probably because you saw our signs.
Yeah.
And, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Some people ask for spiritual help.
No.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
I talk to everybody who the Lord tells me to go to.
Okay.
But the concerts are just so wild.
Okay, and what denomination is this?
Baptist.
Okay,
but we don't
here.
Try to change your church.
Well, here, let me give you the gospel. A gospel card here. We travel around and we preach the biblical gospel, and we warn people that even the Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, Pentecostal, it doesn't matter. If you test them to God's word, you're going to see that they're not preaching a full biblical truth.
Oh, yes.
On the gospel. Because I can prove one right away. They're bringing in people who are singing. Do they have musical instruments?
Oh, yes.
Okay, see, the New Testament body doesn't use musical instruments.
But if you watch the Gaithers, you'll know who they are.
And oh, okay. But even so, that's just one of them. Can I ask you a question? Do they practice Christmas and Easter?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, those are pagan and unbiblical. The resurrection is biblical. But
right.
Easter being 3 days and three nights in the grave, and they how do you get 3 days and three nights from Good Friday, what you call Good Friday, to Sunday where you say that he rose then? There's not 72 hours in between there?
No.
So what I'm trying to explain to you, even if you try to do Days of Reckoning, and I love your soul, that's why I'm trying to show you some of the false things that they're teaching you.
Yeah, I
so
know.
So Friday to Sunday is a lie. I mean, because if it's not true, it's lie, right? And then Christmas, it's not even his birthday. We're not told to recognize it. It's pagan. That's a lie. So I just showed you two instruments in the New Testament body. That's three. They have an unbiblical gospel because they don't teach people full repentance. The gospel is, you obviously have faith because you're out here talking about the one who created all things and Christ who came and died.
Correct.
But you have to repent, and that's a turning of your mind from your old ways to the new ways
absolutely.
In Christ.
Absolutely, amen.
But we haven't met a Baptist person that's done that yet. They're still living like the world, of the world. They look like, act like, talk like the world. And then if you're truly repentive, you're going to be born again, which means you're going to have a new heart and a new mind, so you know that.
Amen.
And then you're going to follow in obedience. We haven't found Baptists that follow in obedience yet, and they're not teaching the truth. Can I just show you another one? I just told you what, four lies?
Well, Pastor.
Another one is they don't teach women how to biblically handle themselves for dressing.
The Bible
talks about how women are to dress, and men as well, but the men teach the men.
Yeah.
And I just want to share that with you. 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3.
Right.
Those do teach women what to do. So that's five lies that I've just exposed to you. And there's many more I can expose. But what I wanted to teach you, Revelation 22, 14 and 15 says, those who love and practice a lie will be left outside the gates of heaven.
Amen.
With the whoremongers and the adulterers and all the murderers, right?
Amen.
Who love and practice a lie. I told you five lies that the Baptists do, and if you love and practice them, where are you going to be?
Oh, I'm going to be with
outside
God.
The gates of heaven. How can you be with him if you're loving and practicing lies?
Oh, no, I'm not practicing lies.
I just showed you five of them, and they're in the scriptures. I would encourage you to test yourself. Our website there points people to the scriptures and helps them see through the deception, because we came from the worldly church. And when we started studying God's word, they don't do what God's word says.
Oh,
they do a lot of things that he tells them not to.
A lot of them don't.
Right. And
my
we haven't. And I can tell your pastor doesn't teach you biblical truth for women.
He's very, very.
But man, I can see by your fruit. See, the body says, the Bible says we're supposed to judge the body, right? And if you're my sister, you're claiming to be born again, you were amen and through the gospel, which is good. At least you know it. Now you need to let it go deeper and obey it. They're not teaching you about head covering or biblical dress or adornment.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't.
Those are sinful.
No.
Those are in the Bible, and if God's word says we're to do it, if we don't obey, that's another lie. That's a transgression against God's law. So I would encourage you. Thank you for coming over here to talk. I really appreciate that. Let us know how we can help you. Are you married?
I am married.
Okay. Is your husband a believer?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
And
we would love to hear from him.
I have three children.
Okay,
and
here.
I adopted three.
Let me give you that.
No,
share.
Don't get mine.
Take that to your pastor. And you can tell him some of the things you and her husband can talk about it. We would love to hear from him.
Okay.
Like, seriously, because we're out here to help people.
Right.
Not just to make them feel bad because they're in deception. We want to help people and encourage them along. So right. If you give that to your pastor,
yes.
And then that other card you and your husband look at and check right. out our website.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from your pastor sometime.
From you. Yeah.
We love people. We want them to have the truth. And I'm sure my wife explained to you, Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth. And all of these man-made religions are following a bunch of traditions. I just rebuked the man in the corner playing the violin. He said he's playing God's music. He's playing about Santa Claus. We must be in spirit and truth, right, ma'am?
Yes, amen. Gotta have them right here in my home.
Thank you for stopping. We love our neighbor.
Yes.